Hello, welcome to the 5280 podcast. Strap on and have a good time.
From the 5280 studios, it is Weekend Geek Update. Smurf here, along with my lovely companions,
Terry
and Tao.
Well, it's been a couple weeks. A lot of shit's gone on.
84 years.
84 years.
Years.
I don't know where to even start over the last couple of weeks. My brain
kinda
hurts.
Yeah, well, there's just been thinking so much. About it. Brain
yeah. Hurts.
So I made the mistake of watching the press conference for the Switch.
Uh-huh.
That just pissed me right the hell off.
There's a lot of people that were like, oh, this is so cool, I already got it pre-ordered. I'm like, what?
Yeah, and then they probably saw the press release. It's a great idea. No games. You have to pay for online now.
So it's like Xbox.
And for some games, they'll give you, like, for your membership, they'll let you play one for, like, free or download it, but then if you want it, then you have to pay for it. There are no free games.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, if you want to chat with people online, you have to use your own mobile device. You cannot chat through the Switch.
It's kind of lame.
What's the point of any of that?
Exactly. I'm like, so you're going to chew up your own data to chat through your own phone.
You might as well use your own goddamn phone.
Yes.
You have to, like, get a Skype call going or Discord.
I'm going to be pissed. It's outrageous. Outrageous.
I would say yummy Coke, but I don't like soda, so.
No.
I mean,
okay, so.
Maybe some tea. Maybe just not the one that I drank, but
just give me the D.
The one.
Oh,
I heard T and I was like, D.
D.
Oh, I was
instead of T.
I was gonna give you the letter D.
Into a D.
D. Okay.
Oh, I was gonna give you like the letter D. It's like, here, this is my prized possession. Take care of him.
He's been on my wall forever.
Today's show brought to you by the letter D.
Is this Sesame Street?
Yes, it is. Brought to you by Billy D. Williams, Colt 45.
Oh, my God.
The one thing that killed me about the Switch press release, press conference, was was that they kept cutting to so many different people. I got confused at who the hell was talking about what. I was like, okay.
I think what frustrates me is that Nintendo likes to make really odd controllers, like really odd-looking controllers, like, one of the analogs for the Switch is, like, on the top left, and then the other one is on the top or
bottom
right. Well,
we covered
right.
That when we were talking about the pre-release. How are your hands going to hold
freaking,
that?
It's freaking, like, why? How does Nintendo come up with these designs for their their controllers? Like, I can't fathom it. It's ridiculous. Because even the N64, I asked people how they held the controller. Do you hold it from the side, or do you hold it from the middle?
Yeah, no idea. $2.99 for that, by the way.
Yeah. If someone's willing to
my
buy it,
my brother has
over.
Already got his pre-ordered too, and I'm just like, you bastard, giving in.
You're caving. Well, see, I do want to see Breath of the Wind, so I mean, I'm willing to wait until someone has it for me to like watch them play it.
Okay.
Because it looks really good.
It looks good, but
looking at the list of games,
which is anemic,
it's very small.
Very small.
Very, very small.
So, we'll see. We'll keep you apprised as far as what happens with the Switch and if things change. But after the press conference, I was just frustrated and just wanted to call it a day.
It's going
to
blow up. It's just everything is going to...
It's not a Galaxy S.
It might be.
I can imagine, like, you just go to bed and you're just, like, arms crossed and everything. You're like, I'm not pleased about this.
I am not
I'll
happy.
I'll be expecting, like, some type of weird picture late at night.
Tau in her sloth onesie.
Yeah, I didn't.
Which might happen one of these days.
I decided
not
to do it tonight because I'm
sick.
You
don't
want
to get your sick all
yeah,
over.
Yeah, you're about
it.
To yeah. die.
So it's like one of those non onesies that you use for when you're sick at home all day.
Yeah.
Onesies, but I mean, it's like the more active onesies.
Well, I mean, I'm like, I'm wearing like two, like
your active wear onesie. Is there such a thing as an active wear onesie?
Yeah, I'm going to start working out in my sloth onesie. You can fight me.
This I want to see.
Oh, I can see it too.
Being since it doesn't wear right, you're going to be chafed like a mofo.
I'm not a dude. There's nothing to chafe.
I want to say so many things.
Yeah, there's so many things fighting anything. To come out right now.
Don't worry, gonna, there's a lot of crotch room.
All I'm going to do is look at a picture of a sissy and be like, or okay. I'm now
we want to apologize to the sissy community
yeah,
in advance.
Yeah, sorry.
Just I mean, unless you're into that,
well,
then.
Well, I mean, they want to be humiliated anyway.
Fifth, yeah, I was about to say, like, unless you're into it, then.
Fifth joke shot across the bow. All right, moving on. Star Wars today announced the title of the new movie, so we no longer can refer to it to the upcoming Star Wars film. It's now The Last Jedi.
Is it The Last Jedi? Dun, dun, dun. Is it going to be the last?
I don't know.
Because remember, wasn't there like a news piece that we did where it was they wanted to come up with like a Star Wars movie like every year or something?
No,
like
they
that?
Will come out with one every year.
Oh, my word.
So in the current present timeline, he is the last Jedi, I guess.
I guess. You seem so unsure of yourself.
Well, no, I'm not. Because we don't know what Rey is. More or less, we don't know who Rey belongs to. If she's a Kenobi, we know she's not a Skywalker.
I can imagine
she's
they're just
too
like,
well put together to be a Skywalker.
Right, I'm just like, I can imagine they're like, I'm so sorry you are part of this family.
Yeah. He just shakes his head so like, son of a
you.
Bitch.
Ah, shit, I'm so sorry.
That's why I've been hiding on this mountain, so I didn't impregnate anyone. Oh now you showed up.
I didn't want to be tempted anymore.
That's right.
Screw that feminine race.
It was the downfall of my
they're
dad.
All cis, they're all part of the dark side. And it, you know, I have no
him
idea.
And his love for pandas.
I want to see space pandas now.
space pandas.
They wouldn't really do much. They'd probably just eat and lay there.
I kind of like the title, though. It works.
The Last Jedi?
Yeah. And it is a pull from one of the older Marvel comic books storylines from back in the day. So I'm optimistic. Painfully optimistic. But also in Star Wars news, with Carrie Fisher passing... what happens to the current day Princess Leia? Now, according to sources over at Lucas and Disney, they're saying they're not going to digitally recreate Carrie Fisher for any future sequels. So this does bring the question of how are they going to write her out? I don't know. I mean, all of her filming was done for The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
So unless there's something in there that they don't want to give away, maybe that's why they're not planning to do any digital recreation of her, because, well, she already eats it. She buys the taco.
God damn it.
Like, that sounds delicious.
Tacos sound amazing right now.
Well, I mean, as long as they're not, like, Taco Bell ones, because that gives me the tummy aches.
You're already sick anyway.
Yeah, it'll make it worse. Couldn't eat like two bites of my food. So bad. Yeah. The worst is like when you're sick and you lose your appetite. Because I literally took two bites of something and I'm like, I can't eat. I can't do it.
You're done.
Yeah, I'm done.
It's like eating a Jawa. They're crunchy, but afterwards they just upset your stomach.
Why would you do that?
Because I just have this picture of what's underneath a Jawa robe. Some little orange critter that needs to be
sup. It's just like popping up. Sup.
Sup. Hey. See, I think Jawas would be like the perfect ninjas. The robe comes off and they're like in their ninja garb.
Or they disappear and you're like, what?
They're just a shadow creature that lives inside of the cloak.
Oh, God. That's like that Pokemon Mimikyu.
Yeah, I have no idea what you just said.
Mimikyu is like this. It's like it dresses up like a Pikachu because it wants to be loved like one. But it has like this, like these dark black like hands that come out underneath like the little costume that it made for itself. Kind of terrifying. Kind of reminds me of Raven from Teen Titans.
Yeah, they always make Raven and the Mimikyu type of reference between the two of them.
Yeah.
Hanging out together. And
I think
like,
it's
hey.
Cute.
Yeah,
Pokemon
like,
is just so twisted.
It's
yeah.
Dark as fuck.
I mean, Cubone wears the skull of his mother.
Mom, I know. I'm like, And there's a lot of them, too, in the neighborhood lately. I'm like, wow, you guys got a lot of dead moms out there.
Y'all have issues.
You guys should stop killing off your mom.
I thought Bruce Wayne had some issues, but y'all have some worse issues.
Also this week, the new Voltron series season 2 came out. Can't wait to watch it! Somebody compared this to, it's like an animated Walking Dead. And I'm like, how the hell do you figure that?
In space.
In space. No one's taking your lions. They're not going to bite you and turn you into a lion. But I guess they're making the reference that it's an opera and it's expensive and it's so much more than its parts. And I don't know. I think the person's on crack and just trying to get attention.
I would actually compare it more to like Outlaw Star.
I'm glad you didn't say Brave Star, but okay.
Wait, what?
No, keep going.
Oh, because like Outlaw Star is like basically, well, I guess they're more space bandits than anything, but cool ship, cool crew, etc.
You know what they need to do? They need to make an animated Ice Pirates.
Ice what?
Ice Pirates.
Ice Pirates.
Yes, that would be an awesome animated series.
They can't get close to the sun, though.
They're not made of ice.
Just wanted to throw that out there.
Coconut? They ain't made of ice. Also, last time we reported on Lemony Snicket coming to Netflix, and yes. You actually power watched it, didn't you?
Yeah, I think the first or second day came out on Netflix.
And what'd you think?
And, you know, I did research into it just to make sure I wasn't going to be too judgmental, because I always end up being judgmental about that shit, you know, just because it's how life works, is being a hypocrite and critic and whatever the hell you want to be. So,
a geek, basically.
Yeah, so it was interesting because, you know, I'm a big fan of Violet Klaus and Sunny for those characters, especially Sunny is perfect, and they actually have Tara Strong voice Sunny of the baby, so the baby actually never makes sounds. It's Tara Strong like
doing the voice
over for whenever the baby opens its mouth. So I'm like, that's interesting.
Well, she did do really Dill from Rugrats. I remember that too, like before Dill, he was able to speak.
And, I'm thinking of
Tommy?
Somebody else that did.
Did she do Tommy as well? Dill and Tommy?
I think so. I'll have to look into it, because I know of another voice actor that was in the Rugrats, and I always forget her name, but I will. Huh. And, you know, so I was a really big fan of that. I was really just like an eyesore was Violet's dress that's pink with whales on it, and she has this weird theme throughout the series of having whale dresses. And so there was a time I was watching with my friends being like, oh, well, at least the dress is darker now. And they're like, no, the whales got bigger. And I was like, god damn it! Like,
What do we have here?
Never do that again.
You know,
he's going to kick me out of the podcast.
The author of the books has been right there next to him, you know, kind of overviewing everything of what he would like. And that's just kind of one of the weird twist they put on it, just because they never really explained it anything that I looked up of why the dress is pink. It's just a big bother to me, because she's supposed to be like one of the gothic type, you know, girls as well. The whole family's supposed to be gothic except for Sunny, because obvious reasons. And
enlightened,
you know,
me.
Yeah, I know. Like, whatever.
Yep, he's gonna kick me out.
He's like, oh god,
you're okay, you're fine right now.
So I mean, going over all of that, and actually noticing that Neil Patrick Harris is one of the producers of
I thought that was really
interesting. Number one thing with that is he actually never read the books until he was asked to do the position of Count Olaf too.
So now he has insight now. Over,
I mean, he's in his interview, he's like, I read a book and did some research, and I was like, no, I cannot do this anymore. Sorry.
All right.
I get all excited and I get frustrated with all that.
It's okay.
It's a mixture.
I can't deal with it.
That's why you guys don't wear headphones, and I'm the only one that does.
Let me just ruin your ears.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I went the left eardrum.
And so I'm not happy with that, of him just not being a fan, just because I would like that of a comparison of like, yeah, I've been wanting to do this character all my time. But in his own perspective, with seeing Jim Carrey to Neil Patrick Harris, I definitely prefer Jim Carrey, just because.
Well, and a lot of people got pissed off because they were more true to the movie, more like fandoms helped towards that than the new
show.
Yeah, I mean, I guess series. In Netflix numbers, this isn't one. This isn't a hit right now.
Yeah, I just think it's like it's hard to like cram like so many books into one movie.
Yeah,
because it was crammed
one movie.
Yeah, because like during that time period, I actually did read like literally all of the series Unfortunate Events and stuff like that. So I was just like, whoa, they're jumping everywhere.
Yeah,
holy
like, what
cow.
Is going on? Let's end on the first book ending. That's a great idea.
Yeah, because so it really threw me off. But I mean, like, for the most part, I'm like, okay, well, you know, you had to cram a lot into a two-hour movie. I guess, like, I'm going to cut you some slack.
It. Yeah.
But
well, they didn't even have all the books out at that time, right? Because when they put the first movie out, all the books were not out yet.
I can't remember.
Maybe it was the 13th one that wasn't out yet. Maybe?
Like the final
maybe.
One?
I thought they hadn't finished all the books yet.
I don't know. I have to try to remember when the movie came out and the 13th book came out.
Yeah, because
it was a while ago.
Because I did read it. I remember reading it, and I was like, I was kind of critiquing it based off of like how like what they decided to include in the movie, just because like that's what I like to do. It's like, right. I'm like, oh, what did you decide to do, as opposed to like, you know. Let's just do random shit.
So, in your opinion, is the series a hit? Do you like it?
Minus Count Olaf as Count Olaf, if that makes sense. Because I'll admit, Neil Patrick Harris does a good job when Count Olaf is doing the characters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so and when then, Olaf then, is acting.
Yeah, because that's Neil Patrick Harris anyway. He likes to be who he's not all the time and try different characters out. And I'm like, okay, I can totally get that. I'm a big fan of that. But it's once he turns back to Count Olaf, I'm like, oh, the fantasy life is over. Back to, like, reality check every time.
Yeah.
Just because it's, like, they actually said with the series, they actually went a lot more darker than they did in the books, apparently.
Is that possible? The books are, dark
really
as hell.
Really dark, yeah. And that's why I was kind of like, I don't see that. Because I don't think Neil Patrick Harris is able to bring that to the table.
Neil Patrick Harris isn't dark.
I mean, he's not a really strong looking dude.
When he did Harold and Kumar's Christmas special and he's trying to be like all tough guy backstage and, you know, seducing women, it's just like,
it's so weird.
It is. It's a tough sell. It's
like,
not him.
It's like you're not a bad really guy. Really loving gay dude.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah, it's like
I mess with that.
You'll always be Doogie Howser.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
you little pudding.
I really do like Jim Carrey as well, because he also has like that really like dramatic movement as well for Count Olaf, which makes the character more dramatic. Like, it's kind of like, I think it's like two of like my favorite roles that he was in, where like he was super dramatic, was Count Olaf and the Grinch, because it's just like he had the movement that made it so dramatic that made the character
well
more.
I almost think when you're watching Carrie's performance, I see a lot of Robin Williams. I see so much of the dramatic, the swing from one way to the other, where it's just one big riff.
Yeah.
And I honestly think that's where Carrie got it from. He'll probably deny it or whatever, but I just see that's Robin Williams. That's not him.
Quick input. Yeah. So for the new Aladdin movie, can the guy who looks like Robin Williams be Genie? Because he does a really good Robin Williams impression.
That'd
Do you know
awesome.
What I'm talking about?
I have no clue what you're talking
there
about.
There's a guy.
He's twice now.
Like, he. That's a shock.
I know. I'm like.
Hand on my chest and everything. Like,
no idea.
There's a guy online who actually. He does a lot of, like, Robin Williams, like, impressions and stuff like that. He even looks like the guy, too. Like, a younger version of Robin Williams. And I really hope that they choose him to
if
be
they're
Genie.
Paying attention to him?
Yeah, because his like impersonation is spot on. Like, it's crazy. I'll pull up some videos.
Yeah, you have to show me when we get off air. We'll bring it back to you. We'll let you know. In the meantime, Lemony Snicket's, I kind of liked it. I like Patrick Wahlberg, Putty from Seinfeld, as Lemony Snicket's. That is the biggest hit for me. Because when he just steps in the suit and all, I'm just like, oh yeah, sold.
I'm definitely a fan of, it's always hard. Like, honestly, I think I'd prefer the non-stroke version of Tim Curry to be able to do that part.
If we could, you know what? It isn't the same without Tim Curry. It is a miss without Tim Curry.
Yeah.
I have to admit.
Yeah, just because hearing Tim Curry's voice is doing the narrator part.
From the audiobooks?
From the audiobooks, it just took me away.
And Red had brought that up. She said the same thing when she did her write-up for the review. Mm-hmm. If you haven't read it yet, go to the 5280 Geek website. It's up right now. And she even said the same thing. It's just not the same without
yeah,
Curry.
I'm hearing like Family Guy. I'm hearing
yeah,
like, whatever other characters. Like there's so many characters, and he's such a good voice actor, and he does so many characters. For I turn my head a little bit, and I'm like, what? is it funny time now? You know,
is it funny time now?
And it's not serious time, and it's one of those really strange series. I'm trying to, and like I get what they're doing. I'm happy that they are making it 2 episodes for each book, so they can have like a good vast coverage over the books over 2 different episodes. So I'm happy that they can do justice to that. But you know, it's like the narrator part and then Count Olaf. As himself, let's say, is what keeps on kind of checking me back into reality. You know, it is what it is, and it's better than what it.
Are we going to see more out of this? Was it? How did it end? Did it end like they, all bundled up? Or?
So they did 8 episodes, so 4 books. So since 2 episodes for each book, so I think they're going to be doing probably like 2 more seasons.
Oh, okay.
And then finish it off is kind of what the gist of it mostly is. I think they're going to keep on doing it. It's a season of continue the books. They basically left off of the school when they go to, my brain won't work now, when they meet the Quigleys and stuff like that. So that's kind of like the big
the big cliffhanger.
Yeah,
cliffhanger. Gotcha. Well, hopefully we'll see more.
Right.
I'll try and finish it when I have time.
Yep.
Also in TV news, Game of Thrones final season could have more than just 6 episodes after all. George R.R. Martin is dragging his ass on this last book. And to be honest with you, I just want to find him, put him in a bag, and beat him with a bat at this point. Actually, you know what? I think I'd want to beat him with a big rubber dildo.
Do it. More effective.
Guess we're going to have to go to 2K. Do you think we should ask Rebecca?
Oh, my God.
Get over here. Sorry, that's just a bad reference to South Park. I honestly think we're going to see more than 6 episodes. There's no way in hell they're going to wind up Game of Thrones in just 6 episodes. There's no way.
I feel like it's like when you kind of when you crank something too much, and then like one of the springs just like splits. I feel like that's what's going to happen if you try to do it in 6 episodes.
I think so. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we see 13 episodes. If he can get the book out, I know it'll go 13 episodes. Issues. Whatever. 13
issues?
Episodes.
Yeah. Issues. 13 issues.
13 issues. Sorry, I've been reading a lot today. Unless they do a season 7.
That scared me.
Oh no. It's like, what a twist.
But I...
Plot twist. He's pulling in M. Night Shyamalan.
I know, right? Waiting for it.
I did see... Split? What's his name? I can't think of his name. King of the North. The guy for the Black Wall. He's running around with he's born in April, and King of the North's born in April. I was like, oh, yeah. Never mind, forget it. When you give me that blank stare, I know I'm gone
just
way
like
off
just
my... Yep.
Sorry, it's terrible because I haven't caught... Well, technically, I have spoiled literally everything for myself, so I know what went on, so nothing surprises me anymore. Actually, nothing ever does anymore. Just like a surprise birthday party. What's up, guys?
So this borderline. This is borderline. God, I can't talk tonight. Jesus.
Yeah, it's just one of those.
This is a borderline between TV and movie because Bryan Cranston talks about how he was convinced to become Zordon in the Power Rangers. I didn't know he voiced Zordon.
Right.
Is amazing.
I mean, with how warped the voice is, it's really hard to tell.
It is kind of hard to tell. And I guess if you look back in the day at the globey floaty head thingy.
Yeah.
I guess I could look like Bryan Cranston.
If he was really chubby.
Really chubby and distorted.
Double
and
chin.
Looked through water.
Oh.
Oh, it's Bryan Cranston in an aquarium. A water tank. Double chin.
He had a double chin.
He had quite a double chin.
It's just extra skin.
So, I want to know, is the Power Rangers movie going to be a hit? Mm-hmm. I've seen the previews. I'm not sold.
It's an interesting take, I think. Because, like, I remember, like, as I told you before, I remember when I watched Power Rangers, they were, like, the cool kids and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're all the goody-goodies. Yeah,
the goody-goodies, and then, but they wanted to protect people who were weaker than them, because that's what they do.
Yeah, because Billy was the, you know, the nerd that always got picked on with his overalls, but he was there to defend
his overalls.
The picked-on guy.
I thought the Yellow Ranger, I remember the Yellow Ranger also wearing overalls as well.
Oh. I think that was the fashion statement.
It was, because I was wearing overalls.
Oh, my God. So cliche.
Cool. Yeah, I'm sorry. But I think it's interesting that they kind of took it where it's kids who are delinquents, and then they are doing good, I guess. It's that switch up where it's like, people aren't all bad. Like, you can be your own hero despite, like, you know, even if you had, like, a troubled, like, you know, childhood and stuff like that, you can still grow up a hero.
So, now, what I liked was the one fan film that was made, where, like, all the Power Rangers got, like, wiped out. And
I think I know which one you're talking about.
Was it Katie Sackhoff was the Pink Ranger or something? It's been so long since
I
watched it.
It's been a while since I last watched it,
But everybody got wiped out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow. So it got really dark, where, like, all of the kids basically just got murdered by somebody that got stabbed in the back by another ranger. Dun-dun-dun drama.
Spoilers!
Spoilers!
Oh, man.
I like their suits, though. Their suits kind of remind me of, like, Iron Man suits, which is a major upgrade from their little cloth suits that sparked every time you hit them. I think that was, like,
Power Rangers.
It was so cheesy, but I loved it. I watched the old Power Ranger, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie.
Mighty Morphin.
It was, there were so many puns. There's so many puns. Funny. I was laughing so hard. I'm like, this is so cheesy, but it's amazing. Like the whole "see you next fall" as the guy falls from like a cliff or something.
So with Bryan Cranston voicing Zordon for the Power Rangers, I guess I can kind of get behind it.
Wait, does Alpha kind of look the same as what he looked like before?
I hope not. That thing looked horrible. It looked like a bad reject out of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
But I loved how he went, aye, aye, aye.
No. I will not. I will walk out. I swear to God, I'm throwing my popcorn and I'm walking the frick out.
If that ever happens, I'm probably going to laugh.
No, I'm not. I can't take that.
I'm just gonna.
It was worse than Twiggy from Buck Rogers with a bitty bitty bitty.
Oh,
no,
gosh.
No, that's all I could think of. It's
oh
like,
my God,
we need a catchphrase for this dopey ass robot.
Aye, aye, aye.
No.
That was, like, my favorite.
It was like an Asian and a Hispanic just merged together.
He just was a nerd.
So horrible. Did that thing die by the end of the series?
I don't think so.
It lived?
I don't remember. It's been so long since I last watched it.
All right. Bryan Cranston's excited because Power Rangers kind of remind him of the day of Batman in the 1960s with a boom, zap, pow. So he was actually really drawn to doing the voice of Zordon. So.
I really hope Jason David Frank makes an appearance just somewhere. It's just like, sup? It's like, wait.
Hey.
I would not be surprised if we don't see a few Power Rangers make
an
appearance.
I would literally nerd out if they did put some of the original Power Rangers into that movie. Like, I would be so happy.
Are you kidding? They're as many cons as these guys do, it's like a Doctor Who 50th, where they're, like, chomping at the bit, calling the agents, we want to be part of this, because, well, this is our
obviously,
claim to fame.
That's really all they got.
Yes.
Ewan? Should I say that out loud? Because
I know that Jason David Frank was in the Super Sentai movie, the Japanese Power Rangers movie where they had all the old Power Rangers from, like, way back when to the current one. And I thought that was really cool. I mean, they didn't show his face, but he was there. Because he was wearing the Green Ranger suit.
That one? How do you know it's him in the suit?
Because he had pictures of him in the suit.
He's in the helmet's on.
No, the helmet was off when they were to get
that could be just him in the bathroom posing.
I can... Selfie! I will pull up pictures, good
sir. I don't buy that shit anymore. It's too easy to manipulate pictures anymore. That's me on the screen.
Well, because, like,
no,
I did
not.
I did also follow his Facebook for a while.
All right,
but then it kind of swarmed my Facebook, so I was like, maybe not.
Unfollow.
Now I just, all I see is corgis.
Yeah, I saw your picture of the corgi with Kendra's corgi the other day.
That's a Shiba.
Oh, is that a Shiba?
That's a Shiba.
Okay. Never mind.
Yeah, I was pretty excited because I'm like, bring your dog. And she's like, yes.
Or Kendra's dog.
Yeah. I love her dog.
This kind of lit my hair on fire. Likely Fox will be tackling the Dark Phoenix again with the next X-Men movie. Why?
Why do they keep going back?
I don't know.
Tell them to stop going back and keep moving forward.
Oh, my God.
It's like I'm comparing it to like seams when you're sewing something and you just keep having to go over and over again. That's what it makes me think of. She's like, oh, shit. Oh, no. I guess I should do that again.
Oh, well.
And again. And again. And again.
And again.
And again.
Well, okay, again. So there have been multiple rumors. Now, this one started actually back in November, but there's so many characters, that people that would have to re-sign contracts. You got Jennifer Lawrence, James McAvoy, Michael Fassbender, and Nicholas Holt that all have to re-sign. Hugh Jackman's done. He's out. So no Wolverine, unless they're bringing him back. There was rumors that they were going to restart the series altogether, but they're saying that the Dark Phoenix saga is one that missed the mark in X-Men 3, and they want to do it properly. Now, if Age of Apocalypse is properly doing a story, then you guys really need to seriously rethink what you're going to do, because I have a feeling they're just going to jack this all up. And you're out of order again, because Age of Apocalypse is after Phoenix Saga, but the timeline is just all screwed up. They just really need to just scrap it and start all over.
They need to stop.
They need Marvel to come and save this bitch. That's what they need.
This. This is like becoming like a worse train wreck than it already was.
And it just continues to get worse and worse.
Right now. Like the horse is like in little tiny pieces right now because they keep on just like...
The shattered remains of the horse's bones.
Yeah.
That's literally how I feel right now with the X-Men movies. It's like I wanted to watch Age of Apocalypse and then like I'm burnt out. I'm really burnt out. Like, I'm excited for Logan, but I can't do another X-Men movie. I really can't.
Now, Logan getting the R rating because of violence, like massive violence, yeah. Partial nudity, which is probably Hugh Jackman's ass.
But.
We got a butt shot.
The wind butt shot for time.
And I'm sure language.
Those Australian country elves.
And we're getting X-23. What my money is on. They're going to retire Hugh and carry on
X-23
as Wolverine. Now, they're saying this doesn't happen exactly in continuity with the other X-Men movies, so I don't know how they're shoehorning this one in, but I don't even think Xavier's alive. I think Xavier's in his head, is my guess.
Possibility.
That it's so far forward that somehow Xavier's probably dead, but he's in his head. That would be, I think, a neat twist.
In whose head?
In Wolverine's head. Yeah. Like, he's kind of like
I can see that.
Kind of like a guidance kind of thing. It's like, hey, go there. Yeah, yes.
His guilty conscience, and he's given... Yeah. His conscience is now taken on the form of Professor X, good character he's ever known, while he's
become
Dark Wolverine.
Harry man to one non-Harry man.
I can imagine he's like...
non-Harry man within me.
I can imagine he's arguing with Xavier, and then they're just who are you talking to?
It's like that scene in Fight Club where he starts beating the shit out of himself. That would be perfect. It's probably nothing that cool, but...
we can wish.
We can wish. We will get our answer shortly, because that movie's what, May?
March? Oh, I thought I read March.
Oh, is it March? Oh, even earlier. Oh, God.
Well, hold on, let me see real quick. It says... I saw it and then I lost it.
Okay.
And it's gone.
And it is off. I don't have it there.
Oh, March is Logan. There it is.
Yeah, March is Logan.
It was right in front of the word that I was staring at.
Where are you? I hate that. It's just like you see it, but you're like, I can't process what that is, but I see everything else.
Yeah. You read what is important.
Yes.
You
skim
over.
It.
Yeah.
We're not well informed over here. So we'll see. We'll find out as rumors continue to pile up. The New Mutants will be filming right now in Montreal in May, and I'm sure we'll hear more as the rumor mill gets to crunching on that, but most likely we will see another Dark Phoenix. This one kind of, I don't know how I feel. Mike Judd is returning to animation with Tales from the Tour Bus, which is bringing back Beavis and Butthead.
Heel you. I'm interested because... Is it going to be one of those, like, let's bring up stuff from the past, but it doesn't really work anymore because that's the whole benefit of it being, like, a 90s, you know, type of a...
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of curious to see what he's going to have because, I hated King of the Hill. I absolutely hated it.
You either like it or you don't. It's one of those kind of stories. I love it to death, but and I watch it where people pisses it off.
I can't take Bobby's voice. I can't take Erlene or whatever the hell his cousin is. That's that bad. No.
Just nope. Big old nope.
No.
Yeah.
No. And I don't know if Beavis and Butthead really irrelevant. I know they tried to come back a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
but
it failed.
But I mean, it's like majority of it's like watching music videos on MTV. And MTV is like a reality thing now. Like they don't show cool music videos.
No,
unless
it's MTV's
like
dead.
EDM music at... what, midnight to 3 o'clock in the morning, and that's all the music videos I've ever seen on MTV now.
It's more on TV is basically what it is.
Yeah.
Because that's all they show on there. Like, bunch of morons.
Because, I mean, that's the majority of people remember Beavis and Butthead by is like, oh, they just watch, you know, it's just like...
Well, when they did... Okay, I did go see Beavis and Butthead do America. When that movie,
mm-hmm. yeah.
classic.
Yeah,
that was the zenith
true.
For me.
Yeah.
It was done. That
right.
That was a perfect close. Walking
would
off
you
into
say
the sunset.
It's almost like the Simpsons movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would agree with
that's
that.
That's kind of how I see it, as like categorize both those two together from like these older series and throw them into a movie that still has that taste to it, but it's mm-hmm. they kind of throw a little bit more modern stuff, but it still works because it's its own thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know this will be airing on Cinemax, so that means that he's going to pretty much will be unlimited as far as what he can produce.
Mm-hmm.
But let's face it. How do you compete with Family Guy? Family Guy has stretched the boundaries and blurred the lines so bad on network television that I don't think, short of full frontal cartoon nudity, are you gonna? And he's even done that in Family Guy because Peter's gut's so big it hides his wiener. So, I mean, I just, in South Park are running around naked. You see little nubs where their peckers are. Well, when they did the... So on Comedy Central, when they were trying to be a boy or be proud to be a man and all the boys are dropping their shorts,
yep.
you see little nubs for, you know, yep. they're plumbing. Just boop.
Freaking like, South Parks.
Okay. I mean,
it
basically looked like that.
it's like this.
It is like a crippled flipping you off the bird,
yeah,
you know, like
you
a full.
Like half your middle finger.
Yeah.
Half
like,
your middle
like
finger.
Little,
yeah,
it's like a little
nub. Doop. A little doopy.
Doop.
Doop.
Oh, that's the only way you can say it's a doop.
So,
it's there. It's a doop.
You are not going to dethrone Seth MacFarlane at this point. And I don't even know how the Simpsons are surviving.
It's like, I actually don't like Family Guy at all.
No.
It's like the first couple of seasons were good, and then like it kind of just went downhill for me. And it's just like, I can't stand it anymore.
Well, he's...
What about South Park? Do you like South Park?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
This season
South
of South Park's
fine.
Been good.
Yeah, this one's pretty good.
Especially with Garrison playing the role of Donald Trump, I am just enamored with what they're going to do next on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, let's face it, Garrison's going to be in office
turd
for quite
sandwich.
A while.
Turd sandwich.
Turd sandwich. We'll see. Expect to see the debut of this later in the year, Tales from the Tour Bus. We'll see. I don't know. That didn't paste over. Okay. We were going to talk about from the new King Arthur movie, the trailer that showed up on yesterday's horrible football games, but that didn't come over. So all that was coming around for a while was nothing. From Nothing Comes a King, which is a weird twist on the new King Arthur movie. I don't want to see another King Arthur movie.
Yeah, that's kind
of. I keep thinking
like
of
really
Monty Python.
Overdone.
I know it's.
You can't top Monty Python. I'm sorry.
No,
yeah.
The Holy Grail is the end all be all of King Arthur. That's
yeah,
because
I mean, it was such a low budget movie, but like they freaking had a real amputee to play the Black Knight. And I think that's like pretty legit.
Well, they did
good.
That in, like, Starship Troopers, the first movie. Mm-hmm. A lot of the stunt guys that lost limbs and legs and stuff like that, they were actual amputees.
Yeah. See, I think that it's cool that they're giving credit to those.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Instead use them for something. It was probably the first thing that came to their mind, right? Yeah. Why go to all the trouble when somebody already is there?
Yeah, like when they like to deal with CGI and stuff like that to remove that. It's like, just have someone.
Well, and you are dealing with easier. the '70s, so
yeah,
I mean,
really,
CGI for losing a limb probably pretty difficult back then.
Yeah,
green screen wasn't like really around too much.
Oh yeah, the spraying, the spraying blood and stuff like that.
Blood everywhere.
Such a bad kung fu movie. Sorry, all I can think of is just Kill Bill all of a sudden.
Where they're like spewing. No. Yes.
Where Sophie's arm goes off. And just,
any Japanese movie that I've ever seen that like involved some sort of gore, it was just ridiculous amounts of blood. I was like, I'm pretty sure people like, don't bleed like that.
No.
Not like a Kaiser.
No,
yeah, like they
not like that.
It's like a hose. Like, you know how like you put your thumb on like the nozzle and stuff like that? It's literally like that.
That's yeah, great. Some samurai movies have been pretty.
Just I like, watch Battle Royale again, man. They just spew blood everywhere. It's just like, wait, did that blood just turn pink too?
The real Hunger Games?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got into an argument about that the other day.
Like, what was the argument?
That I'm wrong, that Battle Royale...
It came out after?
Yeah. And I'm like, no, Battle Royale came out first, and Hunger Games is based off of it. And the dude would not let it go.
It's like, I will pull it up. I will pull up the novel for you, because it came... There was so many, like... It was so, like, there was so much, I can't remember, conspiracy? Is that the right word?
I'll go with that.
Surrounding
controversy?
Controversy. There was so much controversy with it because of how violent the book was. That was, like, around 19, some early 2000s, 19?
Probably.
I can't remember. I'm going to look this up because that man is wrong.
Well, he also thought Zac Efron is a good actor. That was my response, too.
Choking.
Tao's dying.
He told me that, and and that's what happened to me, too. I was just like, you, what? Zac Efron's a good actor.
I mean, the only movie that I really liked him in was 17 Again. That was about it. That was just him as, like, a 17-year-old.
Okay, you have no idea what you're talking about again. That's three times.
Oh, so it's it was completed in 1996, but it was not published until 1999.
Okay. No, I like Battle Royale.
Yeah, Battle Royale is fantastic.
And it's very gory.
It's actually, they're making a movie that is similar to it. They actually gave it credit as well. It was just like, these people are locked up in a building, and they're like, so, there's 80 of you in here, we want 20 of you dead. Or 30 of you dead. If not, then we'll kill 60 of you.
Yeah.
So they
it's a great open.
Yeah, they give tribute to Battle Royale because that's literally what it is. You don't have a choice in killing your classmates.
Yep. Kill or be killed.
Pretty much.
And I'm sure we just pissed off everybody right now with that.
With the Zac Efron?
God, I hope not. I was going to say the Twilight. He likes Twilight too. And that just even sent it further over the edge.
I'm a little disturbed over the werewolf falling in love with
the it was the sparkly vampires, and he's like, what, doesn't this just move you? And he gives me this pose, and I'm like, a girl topless being sparkly posing like that wouldn't do it for me. Why the hell would that do it?
Like, well,
come on.
I'm still a little creeped out that, like, Jacob fell in love with Bella's daughter. I think that's a little bit disturbing for me.
A little incestual.
Not incestual,
well,
but,
not incestual, but
pedophilic.
Yeah. Hugely. All right, we've killed Tara,
just
too.
What?
Well,
I'm just, like, on pause over here.
Because, like, she's technically Jacob's age, and then she had a kid, and then he fell in love with her kid. So
because
I think that's a little...
Because the kid gave him the blue steel look. And he
like,
was...
Like, we both have to do the blue steel look. It's
you
like
have
automatic.
To do the blue steel look. So the baby gives Jacob the blue steel look. He falls head over heels in love with the little bundle of...
Imprint.
Puked.
Imprint is a weird thing.
What?
It's very imprinting. That's
what
that's
the term is. She's on spot.
Does
she's on point.
Is,
that's creepy.
Imprinting, which actually dogs do a lot to humans.
Oh,
like,
oh, I
get
you.
When I grew up, my parents had a like a wolf dog, Tasha, and she basically, as my parents would put it, imprinted on me, so she became my protector of, like, you're now, like, my child thing. But when it comes to certain imprinting, like Jacob saying to Bella's and Edward's daughters, it's kind of like, this might be it, but I'm going to be...
This might be it.
I mean, like, way too much older by the time she grows up. But, I mean, they do grow up pretty fast.
I'll find you.
It's kind of like that weird, like...
still creepy.
Weirdness to where, like, I think with the... What are they called? I don't remember what the child's called, but it's kind of one of those, like, vampire babies, but that's still human. It's like a right. human thing.
Hybrid?
Yeah, it was like a hybrid, and they basically grow up within, like, what, 5 years or something, and they just stay that age for the rest of, you know, their life. And they
right.
kind of age really slowly, I think, after that point. So I think at least with, like, Jacob, it makes sense. I mean, same thing with, like... I shouldn't know this much about Twilight.
Yeah, you're going I'm a lot farther than I thought you would on this.
Because I watched last episode, like, guilt trip. Like,
is this
I'll
a guilty pleasure we should
it.
Know about?
I've only watched the first movie.
It's just the last one. I really enjoy the last one because the Dakota Fanning and stuff in it. Because that's... If I were to see myself as a little vampire thing, it'd be her character. So I think it's the only reason why I actually watch it for those... I'm just like Dakota Fanning the entire time. That's like that's mean in another form. And so with that, it's just like you got Edward that's like really, really, really old. And Bella's like new baby.
New baby.
So, I mean, it's like almost the same premise.
Baby
it's just
soft.
Kind of like moving it in their own kind of category.
Please never do that again.
Baby soft.
I'm done. I should. All right. You guys.
All right,
have
let's
no
do
idea.
Something.
I just made that up,
let's
so.
Do something manly. Let's talk about Lego. Batman drives a Chevy commercial.
Much
oh my god!
So much manliness.
So
very
much
well.
Manliness.
Step on Legos, then you become a man that day.
If you don't it's react true. To stepping on Legos, then you become
a
man.
Yeah, it's true.
Or
really?
You just you're a woman with you're really big balls.
I thought you were
going to.
Why did you do that with your chest and say big balls? I thought you were going to go
well,
big
I mean,
boobs.
Well,
boobs are technically
our.
Balls
girls'
of meat.
Balls are higher and guys' balls
or as a
lower.
Friend of mine used to refer to them as two big scoops of flesh.
Cojones.
These are my coconuts.
Okay, this was such a win for me when I saw this commercial, and I just keep watching it over and over again. I don't know how Chevy was able to pull this off with Lego, but the Lego Batman, the consumer group talking to the guy about the Lego Batmobile. From the new Chevy line. Classic. Oh, my God. And they're like, so what do you think this says? That this guy is really cool. And Will Arnett voices Batman. And they just start going off of, well, I think he's feeling inferior. And nobody likes him. And he's like, what? He's the most popular guy ever. Why do you say that, Batman? It's amazing.
It's like, are you, like, quoting this word for word? Because I feel like you are.
I am,
he
almost.
Is.
I am.
Goodness
yes.
me.
I've watched it a few times.
A few?
A few. I actually put the YouTube link on your guys' mail, so you could actually watch it if you wanted to.
Oh my goodness.
I made me laugh. Lego Batman is out February.
Really? That soon, huh?
Yep. Can't wait. I just thought it was great. That's all my ad. Local artist.
That's all I wanted to say.
That's all I really wanted to say. If you haven't watched the commercial by now, where the hell have you been? Watch it. Watch it now. Also in news, our local friend and artist. Why?
I don't think I'm familiar with why.
There we are. I lost my page. Jason Mentz is getting his own cover for Red Sonja number 4. Jason Mentz has been on the show a couple of times for Artist Spotlight and is a phenomenal local artist. And getting his own cover for Red Sonja number 4 is
pretty awesome.
If you haven't checked out Jason Mentz or run into him at a con, look him up at Mentz Illustrated on Facebook. The cover is actually, he does Tykes, kind of a smaller version of heroes and different pop culture figures, and he's really freaking talented.
Really cute.
It is. He did this Red Sonja Pops style stabbing a snake. It is pretty freaking cool. I'm going to have to buy one.
I don't know why, but the snake's face is what gets me. I think it's so cute.
With the tongue sticking out
yeah,
of it.
Just like,
but Mentz is great. He's new on the scene. He's been around for a couple of years, and it's a Funko-inspired variant for number 4. Check it out. Wait for it. I think Red Sonja number 1 is also coming out soon, which has a variant cosplay cover available for it. Amy Chu is doing the story, and I'm looking forward to it, I guess. I don't know.
Kind of.
I don't know. They keep... teasing me with like Red Sonja stuff, and I don't know. Okay, so the cosplay cover, I'm not sold on anymore because it's just kind of going back to the 90s when they had models doing like the Image covers, and I'm just like, yeah, I don't know.
Ladies,
Marvel and DC
m'lady.
Did it.
M'lady. Cannot take anyone seriously if they call me m'lady.
Why not?
M'lady. Really?
I'm gonna go all the time now and be m'lady.
M'lady.
M'lady. M'lady. I'm gonna bring a.
It has to be a nerdy. You have to do like the nerdiest voice like you can muster. Then I will accept it.
Muster?
Yeah.
I would have to bring mustard. M'lady. Like, I'd be like, m'lady. Oh my god, m'lady.
Oh, jeez. It's grill.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, that didn't copy over either. Also, let's see, going to video game news. We already talked about Switch, the lineup being extremely thin. Legend of Zelda is kind of like the big one. Super Bomberman, Skylanders, Imaginators. I don't get this, but whatever. And I guess there's a new Splatoon coming out as well. Also, coming out on tomorrow, actually, this you will like. There's going to be Chinese New Year skins available for your favorite game.
Yep. They already came out with... they also came out with the Lunar skins for League of Legends as well.
Did they really?
Yeah, they always... Every year they come out with new ones and stuff like that. The three ones that they did was Azir, who is a... Basically kind of based off of Raw.
Okay.
Vi and Garen, which I'm actually kind of excited about because they're basically his generals. So, pretty excited about that. Kind of, I really want the skins for those. As for the Lunar skins, it's actually really cool because it's D.Va and Mei have a skin because Mei's Chinese. It's Chinese New Year, and then Korean also. I didn't know this, but Korea also followed the lunar calendar as well.
Mm-hmm.
I actually did not know that because I mean Japan doesn't, and some other countries don't. Vietnam
Japan
still does.
Rebels.
Yeah, Vietnam still does actually. So I actually have to do some Lunar New Year stuff.
Oh, you poor thing. Yeah, you get money out of the deal.
Yeah, but... And food.
And food.
And food. Then they're actually doing a really cool thing where it's Journey to the West. So it's Zenyatta. Zenyatta is the monk. Winston is Sun Wukong. So he's the Monkey King, which I think is funny.
Which is great.
I loved him because I saw his ultimate skin for... Christmas, and it was like this abominable Yeti. That was freaking classic.
It was really cute.
I was pissed I didn't get it. I'm like, damn it.
Oh, I got like literally all of the skins.
How much did that cost you?
Not much, actually. I grinded really hard.
Oh, so yeah. You actually won them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, some people gave me some Blizzard cards as well for Christmas, so didn't cost me a thing.
Yay!
Oh yeah, then there's also Roadhog and Reinhardt.
Roadhog, I saw. Did I see the Reinhardt one? He's all like armored up.
Yeah, Reinhardt's all the way in the back.
That's right.
I'm pretty excited for that because that's Journey to the West. But there are also some other characters who have like a recolor as well, or like some other like intros. But gotta wait until tomorrow to see all that.
So are they going overboard? Do you think with this?
Not at all.
No?
Why would it be overboard?
Because it's like a new skin almost every month. And Pokemon's not doing anything with like Pokemon Go or any of that. So I'm like, that's kind of...
It's kind of chilling.
I kind of like the fact that they're actually like tackling holidays and stuff like that. Especially because I feel like no one really cares about Lunar New Year's. Especially because not a lot of countries actually follow the lunar calendar.
No.
So, I mean, I'm actually surprised that it was actually this month that... Lunar New Year's is happening. I thought it was going to be in February or March because that's usually when it is, but it's actually happening a lot earlier. I'm actually pretty excited for it because it's like, oh, look, it's my culture.
It is your culture.
Yeah.
Congratulations. So it's celebrating in a video game.
Pretty excited. Going to Temple, eating some good vegetarian food. Because if you
really?
Yeah. Temple has like the best vegetarian food. That's saying something because I don't eat vegetarian.
I was going to say, I'm down for like meat.
There's actually, over in Asia, there is actually a place, like there are places where they make vegetarian meat where it tastes exactly like meat, but it's actually made with vegetarian ingredients.
Actually, okay.
It's actually really tasty.
Okay, with that topic, sort of, I had the best vegetarian beef stroganoff ever.
Vegetarian beef stroganoff?
I was just, that's exactly
like
what
tofu?
I said. No, that's what I thought too. But no, it was like a veggie burger with the pasta that was cooked just right and the beef stroganoff. Mm-hmm. And just like, oh, it was delicious.
Interesting.
Huh. Because I know that, like, my sister, she went over to, when she went to study abroad, she said that there was this place that sold vegetarian meat and stuff like that. And one of them was, like, it was so, like, finely detailed that you could see, like, the fat of the meat as well. And it tastes exactly like it. She was, like, it shocked her because she was, like, what the frick?
It was.
It's meat, but it's not meat.
Yeah, it was a shock to the system because it was just, like, this isn't meat? I mean, okay, you can kind of tell, but you can't. And the beef stroganoff flavor was there, and it was all delicious, and it fooled the senses. And I was like, this is amazing. Not that I'm going to abandon meat by any stretch of the imagination.
But it's like, you know, like every once in a while, it wouldn't hurt to eat it.
What, veggies?
Yeah.
What? Me, the healthy
veggies
one.
Veggies are like a weird thing, too, because if you really go into like the dietary ways, a lot of us are like allergic to certain fruits, certain vegetables. But of course, we don't know that. We just bloat because the body's like, I'm allergic.
I thought I was gassy.
That's technically what gassy is. It's like, for me, it's like broccoli is like, I love broccoli.
I think broccoli does that to everybody. I don't think you're special on that.
Yeah, no, that for sure does. But it's always like grapes and like broccoli and some other random, you know, like vegetables or something. Just like, my body's like, nope.
Yeah, it's interesting what we do because we go to temple. And then we do eat there to like to celebrate as well, but we also like mourn our dead, as they didn't make it to this new year, but then it's like they're not forgotten, kind of like that kind of aspect.
Do you light a candle or what do you do for that? I've never been to one of those
ceremonies.
Actually,
we burn incense and we bow to like the different like deities and stuff like
deities?
That.
Deities,
yeah. So like we have a certain amount of incense. Like I personally, I can't stand the smell of it because every time I smell it, it reminds me of like when they passed away.
Oh.
So like it kind of has like that
smell memory.
Yeah.
Thing.
So it's not a good smell. It's like a smell that you will always recognize because of how many times you had to burn it.
It's like walking by Abercrombie and Finch. You're like, oh,
just like punches you in the face. You're like, whoa, yeah. Jesus.
Bro.
Get a black guy. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. It's actually crazy because in...
hipster pastor.
In Asia, it's actually pretty cool because it lasts for a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike here, where it only can only last about, like, maybe a weekend, which was... I mean, it's not bad, but, like, over there, sometimes it can last up to, like, a week.
Wow.
Yeah. Jeez. Well, much heavier air.
Yeah. It depends, though, because, like, some people who are in more, like, who are in poverty have to hop into work immediately. Immediately after the celebrations. If you're more wealthy, then you could fucking party all night.
I don't have to work tomorrow. I'm celebrating, bitches.
And we get drunk again.
Then
and again.
And again.
And again.
And again. And again.
Let's see. What else we got going on? That is it for the news. We got events coming up. We got Wings Over the Rockies that I will be there with the Colorado Ghostbusters. We also have Galaxy Fest coming up, which we will cover. And isn't there some cosplay thing coming up in February?
Isn't it Project Cosplay?
Yeah, Project Cosplay.
Which will
like
be there.
The second or the third or something?
Yeah, it was like...
Something like that.
It was like a pajama party kind of thing, and then it's like the after dark.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
The adults section of cosplay.
And it was funny because I'm just like, I'm invited to both of them.
You're an adult?
Yay. I know, but
or
I was like...
Or you just play one on TV?
No, someone told me that I was only doing the pajama party, but they were like, hey, do you want to do the lingerie thing? I'm like, I don't really know.
Do you own lingerie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't own lingerie.
Yeah, I was always saying that too.
And I don't.
I'm pretty sure you have like a special pair of boxers that you...
No.
Oh.
No.
Guys, you're boring.
I'm not going into that story because it's quite...
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, seriously, my lingerie is the Calvin Klein's.
Oh.
Like, working it.
Work it, baby.
Oh. Working it.
I have Victoria's Secret. I'm
got
sorry.
Briefs going on.
Yeah, they and don't make Victoria's right. Secrets in my size.
I'm sure they will.
Victor's Secrets.
Get the corsets.
No. In fact,
make,
we did an event.
Make that a thing.
Victor's
Secrets.
Well, technically,
yeah, we've got something else coming out for the geeky side, so we'll break news on that when that comes out. But no, it was funny because we did this grand opening for a gym for autism over the weekend with the Colorado Ghostbusters, and we go in and they have the mats, mm-hmm. and like, well, you guys can't walk on the mats with your boots, uh-huh. so you're gonna have to take them off. I'm like, we're in proton packs. That's like taking heels on after putting your corset on. And the guy just looked at me like he had... I was speaking gibberish. Just kind of like... Yeah, I can't, none of us... I mean, all of us looked at each other. I'm the most svelte out of the Ghostbusters. And even I'm like, nah, there's no way in hell I'm bending over. And Indy just looks at him like... I'm going to go hang out by the car.
I don't want to come in anymore.
you don't want to come in. But no, it went well. There was an actual area that we can hang out. And the kids loved us and played games. So it was fun.
Cute.
That'd be fun.
But yeah, boots, proton pack. No. But they had a zip line. I wanted to play on the zip line.
That sounds really fun.
I know it did.
I probably would splat, but you know.
Oh, I knew I for sure if I got
it's like
on
the
You tried. You did a good job.
Kid go skish.
It's like small Asian girl face plants on a mat.
Head blows up.
That would be awesome.
No, that probably will happen. I'm not even joking.
Nice.
It's gonna blow up.
Well, then we'll let you out of here. Look for a artist spotlight to be posted on Thursday with local author Susan and her book series that is coming out. And I think that's all we got. So, any questions? No.
What is the meaning of life?
42.
Excellent.
Yeah, don't forget, in the end, we're all stories, so make it a good one.